you know, the scrimmages, well, I guess they're basically turning to be all the same. Every year we're trying to put a lot of people in different places, maybe trying to see if they can or if they can't. And that was no different this year than it was any other years. Had some good, some bad, some happy, some sad at the end of it. I mean, it's the way it is. It's a scrimmage, and we're not trying to win the thing. I guess I want to go and try to make the team motto, let's be physical, let's show them what we got, you got to show us that you can play. You know, all those cliche things you can say to a team that you want to get playing better, because, you know, we've had a few down years here yet, and we got to win some important games because it's, you know, it's getting a little tough. The competition's tough. Things happen. Your enrollment goes down. We're the smallest school in a big school conference, but we can still play. That's our motto, and, you know, put that chip on your shoulder and let's go win some football games.
Anything in particular that pleased you from the scrimmage last week?
Anything particular? Our running backs are pretty decent. I'm happy with the way they play. Hayden Carlson and Bus, you know, they're Josh Bus, you call him Bus, Josh Taylor. They had a nice outing. And then the other two guys that come in and spelled them, you know, they're little and fast. So we got whatever, Thunder, Lightning, little, fast. I mean, we got four guys that can play there. So very happy with the way our running backs are playing. And the offensive line, you know, they're doing their job, and, you know, we've got about eight kids that can play. So they're rotating, and when they rotate, you really don't skip a beat with the kids we have. You know, they're doing their job, so I'm impressed with what Coach Hartwig's doing with the line.
What are your thoughts overall about this group for this year?
I'm going to go in there cautiously optimistic, but hopes are really high. I mean, we're setting the standard this year that we got to win games, and the kids we have playing experience, and they're a pretty good outfit from the time they started playing football in youth or whatever you want to call it, up through junior high, middle school, and freshman, sophomore football. They've been a pretty good football team. So we expect pretty good things this year.
Can you talk about some of the young men on the ball club and where they fit in this year?
Well, I guess, you know, the most, you know, whatever, solid in me understanding what's going on our team, it's the offensive side of the football. I mean, Len and the defensive guys have their group of kids, and I don't intermix too much with the defense guys because you let your coaches coach, and it's, you know, it's a defense and offense. But like I said, I'll talk about that offensive line we have right away. A couple juniors we got. Jace Frick is playing left tackle. He's penciled in at start. These are all penciled in guys that are going to start for us Thursday night. Jace Frick, tackle. Grant Allers is a guard on the other side. Cooper Berry is going to start at center for us. And then we had a couple seniors playing. Bob Scherer is a senior and playing guard, and Sam Granger's a tackle on the other side. So that's our starting offensive line going in Thursday night. The outside perimeter guys that are going to play for us, the receiver spots, they're filled by Cam Colstead, kid that played last year. Outstanding guard on the basketball team also. So he brings, you know, a lot of winning with him, and he's a really good player. So on the other side, we had a tight end that took the year off last year. Who knows why kids take a year off? I don't know why, but Vetter's one of those kids. Vetter McTaggart. I mean, it was nice that during the basketball season, I do a lot of things with the basketball program. I ref, and I'm at the games and doing stuff, and he says, "Coach, I'm coming back up for football next year." I said, "About time. Why'd you leave?" You know, all those things that a coach is going to say at a basketball game. But impressed with him right now. It gives us a big tight end. He's 6'4", 6'5", kid. He was a lineman for us in his previous years playing football. And now he brings that lineman blocking mentality as a tight end, which you know you need if you're going to run the football. You got to have a blocking tight end. And Jake Sadowska, a starter now for a couple years on the outside Z receiver. Then we got a couple other kids that can spell kids and get into the games. Ben Jordan's another senior that is going to be an X receiver, another kid that took the year off last year and came back out this year. Kind of was hanging with Vetter at that basketball game, and they said they're both coming out, so we were happy with that last year. Derek Stretz is a junior kid that's going to spell and be a double tight end kid with our double tight end sets. And Landon Truby, who as of just 2 days ago was going to be a kid that was going to get a bunch of reps at the Z position at receiver, But then Coach Emmer Fall come up and said, hey, need a guy at corner, and what do you have? So looked at all of our kids, and the dude that could bring the most help to our defense was Landon Truby. So we moved him like 3 days ago. I think Sunday night was that we were lifting, and he asked me that question. And I talked to the coaches, and we just said we can move Landon. He'd be a kid, and we talked to him, and he said, I'll do it, anything to get on the field. So he's one of those guys too, so that's awesome for what he's doing. A couple more senior linemen, Peyton Clute and Austin Springer, both senior linemen that are going to be part of that eight-man rotation, and Sam Hyman, another senior lineman. And those guys hopefully solidify empty spots or rotational spots in the offensive line. Yeah, Tanner Heslip is another senior tight end kid, and Triton Gross is a senior Z-back. I just want to give these guys some shout-outs because they've been with our program the whole time, and they're seniors, so hope to come in the game. You know, there's things that go on. And now to the other perimeter kids going to the spot that everybody wants to know about all the time, and that's playing quarterback. We don't have a senior quarterback in this group, so there was no senior quarterback coming through the ranks here. There was one. He decided to call it quits, and next up was Trevin Fries. He's a junior, and it's been a winter training and a winter doing and making things work with him, and he's turned out to be a pretty decent kid with all the work he's done over the winter. So excited about that, but he's a junior, not a lot of varsity experience at all, you know, because we were playing rotating two kids last year. And so Trevin Fries is going to be our starter. And two guys in the back of him are a junior and a freshman. The junior is Gavin Larson, who, if you pay attention to Marshfield Athletics, he was, you know, in the state finals and ran a 10.99 100-meter dash, or maybe 10.97. He's going to yell at me for that if he hears that. But really a fast kid, and he was a freshman last year doing that. So I've been working on him, had him in class, so we did a lot of discussing football within class while he's doing his algebra. So, you know, but he's a really smart kid, so we had time that we could do things. And the freshman surprise is, you know, an eighth grader coming up and one of the most prolific passers I've seen in a long time, in a lot of years. He's a better passer than his brother was, and Josh, his brother, because he was out at practice tonight. Ethan Femmel is a freshman kid that can flat out throw the football. I've never had a starting freshman or a freshman that got playing time at quarterback ever in my life, but this is going to be a kid that's going to get some play time. So how much, I don't know, but he can flat out throw the football. It's awesome. And our fourth quarterback this year, coming from a few years, we've had one quarterback that was on our roster. It got four. Brock Vandewis is another sophomore kid that can and has shown some really good things, you know, being a running the JV squad right now so far in his first weeks of practice. He's done a really nice job. Tailback and fullback, the two kids I talked about was, you know, Josh Taylor at fullback, and he's a 220-pound kid, and Hayden Carlson, they're both wrestlers and really athletic, very good kids, and, you know, they're going to tote the football. I mean, if we got to start taking tabs of how many carries they're going to get the football. I mean, if we have 50 plays in the game, I want Hayden to have 30 of them. So that's the kind of kid he is. So we're going to hopefully run the football. God bless us if we can, because, you know, then it makes everything else open up and it's much better. Holland Meisner and Tanner Heslip and Adrian Pieper are also dudes that are going to carry the football for us, and they're fast and quick, and we can do a lot of different things with them. So that's the offensive side of the football. And I don't know if you want to question in between that stuff or anything like such, but
the only question I have is with your freshman quarterback, Ethan Femmel, one of the characteristics of his brother was his running skills. Do you see potentially Ethan has that type of ability as well?
There's a backstory with why Trevor couldn't throw as well as he did. He broke his hand the very first play against Hudson, and he never told anybody. And he just went around with a broken – if I'm pointing at this to you guys, with that first bone that goes from your pointer finger back to your wrist. 2 weeks after the season, he had surgery because he finally told somebody. And the big thing is, and I'm gonna call out my wife on this one because she was at the game and she's a pretty avid fan. You know, she's one of those football coaches' wives, and she gets it. I came home that night and she goes, "What's wrong with Trevor?" I said, "I have no idea," because he couldn't throw a 5-yard out. He was up in the stands and he's missing. And I was like, "What the heck? Nerves?" She goes, "He couldn't be." She goes, "He broke his hand on the second play of the game, Dennis." I'm like, "Be quiet, zip it." Nobody said nothing, and he didn't say nothing. He just kept coming to practice, and he broke his hand. So that's why Trevor couldn't throw as prolifically as his brother. But his brother has that, Dale, you watch football all the time, college guys. You know the dudes that are, who's the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback? What's his name? Sorry.
Mahomes.
You know how he throws, like, got that release, looks like sidearm? This kid does it. Because I was asking, did you learn that in camp or no? You know, and he's got that motion. The point coach, when they did camp, he was amazed at the kid. You know, and here's me being old, bad coach. I'm like, I'm not starting a freshman. I'm not going to even think about playing a freshman. I'm sitting here right now. This kid can play. So anyway, he can maybe get some looks. We'll see how everything goes. And I'm going to get him some into action, hoping, you know, get some plays. Coach Harbaugh just told me tonight, he goes, you know, the last three nights of practice, because he rotates linemen, coach does this all the time, and he always goes, did you notice anything? I'm like, no, I noticed nothing. He goes, good, because I put this guy in here and this guy in here. And then he tells me two nights ago, you know, whenever Ethan goes in, I don't notice anything changing. So I'm like, that's pretty good. You know, nothing's changing. So at least we can, you know, hold our breath and say that whatever, but holy cow, the kid can play. And I'm proud of him and proud of what he's done, proud of how he handles things. So, but Trevin really has now picked up his game also. I mean, with competition, right? And then Gavin is right behind him. And Gavin, we have in a whole bunch of the third quarterback now in sense of depth chart things. We've moved Gavin using his speed in speed sweeps, and we've used him in some other kind of things. So he's a receiver now also. So he just jumped right in and said, I'll play receiver. It's not a problem. And so we got good attitudes on the team and kids that are willing to, you know, give up whatever they were doing for our team, for the team, and they're doing those things. So if you ask me about those kind of things, that's really a positive for us with the offensive side of the football. So,
And how about the defense?
Defense now, again, you know, turnover happens, and we still got some dudes back there. Our defensive backfield is, you know, pretty solid seniors, so liking that a lot. You know, we look at Jackson Anderson, who's a track kid, and he just lost to Gavin by a couple hundredths of a second to go to state. He was a sectional guy. So Jackson is back. He's our lockdown corner. We put him on man-to-man stuff and say the rest of us will play over here. You go play over there, Jackson. So those are the kind of things. And back at McFarland, who played last year for us, gained some weight, cut his 40 time down to a 4.9, but he's a safety. So he's a smart kid. That's cool. Easton Ledden, another kid we moved last year from running back to safety just because of the fact that, dude, you want to get on the field and play. We move kids, and they're all in, and that's what they do. So Easton did that last year, but now he's a solid player as safety force. But, again, another senior. And then on the last cornerback on the field corner, we have a competition there. It's with Will Krause and the Landon Truby kid that we just said moved from safety or from receiver over there. So those two can split time, make things happen there on that field corner. You know, other dudes that are there, shout-outs, you know, Braden Glaman, Gavin Miller, Jaden Braun, Zach Schley, Jaden Stargardt, sophomore, and Grayson Varso, sophomores. Those are all kids that can play, and we have dudes that can be a good JV team and some varsity kids. So we're senior-loaded at our defensive backfield if we want to be, okay? So that's a good thing. You want to have that second level. Start drop down another level into linebacker area. We're gonna, the circles are from Lenny, and this is all coaches writing this down for me, and we're gonna start two juniors at middle linebacker. guys are going to play a 3-4 defense this year, a little bit different. You don't have all the big D-line guys, so you work with what you got. So we'll play 3-4, and Lucas Halen, who is also was a quarterback last year, beefed up. The kid squatted 450 this year and benched like 285, 290 something. So he's beefed up. He's a good-looking kid. And he's going to spell quarterback, too, when we got to do some quarterback run stuff. I didn't mention that before, but if we need a yard, I'm going to say, blow the whistle and get Hayden in there. And, Dale, you know the wedge is a great play. Quarterback wedge, a great play if you got the guy that can do it. Wes Nowitzki is the other middle linebacker he's just a fly-around guy, and he's so intelligent of where things are going, and so intuitive is the word I'm looking for. Where things are going, where things are coming, and he tackles like crazy. He's not as big as his father when his father, dad played at Everest, but he hits harder than Heath, I'll tell you that. So, whatever. I hope Heath is listening.
Hard to believe, yeah.
It's hard to believe, but he brings a load of dynamite. You know, that's a cool thing. The other linebackers that we got there are, you know, Caden Snyder, Evan Calverley, and Ethan Trulin and Mason Anderson. Ethan Trulin and Mason Anderson will bring up the outside backers or outside guys in that 3-4. So Ethan's a senior, and so is Mason. Johnny Sternwhite is another guy that plays an outside will linebacker, can defend the pass a little bit better. John's a little guy. He's a wrestler like crazy. He can get down low. He's also played some nose guard in the scrimmage, you know, but he didn't know how to play nose guard really well and kind of stood up. You know what happens if you're a little guy and stand up as a nose guard. You get moved back by big centers. But he'll get better at that if he has to do those things. Chris Ugertz is a junior, Al Lopez, and a couple of sophomores, Brennan Polzine and Wyatt Nowitzki. It's the other Nowitzki kid. There are two of them both play linebackers, so that's cool. Bring it down now. We'll come down into the guys that put their hands in the dirt or stand-up kids. Carson Klum is a senior, big, tall, 6'5" kid, good-looking defensive end. Not a lot of play time last year, but had some. Really long, gangly dude. Hopefully keeps things inside and as their linebackers can take care of him. Other side of that ball, other side of the defense, Caden Reisner, another junior. And another man, a surprise to us, but maybe not to him. We moved another fullback to a D-tackle this year just because we're light on defensive tackles. And so Keegan Young was a senior this year, was a fullback last year. Moved him to the nose technique in that 3-4. So a lot of learning going on. And then the coolest, a good get for a football program is we got a soccer player again who can kick the football, but he's big as a house. He made himself into a bodybuilder. He's big as a house. Aaron Agna, and he's never played football before, but we're going to put him at the nose and say, you're a big guy, go pound on these kids, stay low, and all the good things you can be as a nose tackle. So we'll see how he plays. He's got to learn real fast, you know, but he gives us some weight at that nose tackle position. So the one big regret we have this year, we went out to Mankato University to a team camp and a full contact camp, and our other, he would have been a super stud for us here, Robert Thorson's his name, and he got dinged up with an ACL injury in camp. One of those stupid things where you plant and you pop it. I don't even know how to explain it, but it honked. He was walking on it, and, you know, it's like, you got to just go out. You can't be here. But it ended up being, to him, according to surgeons and all that stuff, not as bad. And he's already, the motion that he's got is just because he's an athlete and he's a go-getter, wrestler, too. And he's already way past all the degree angles you have to be with your, you know, your therapy. So a great kid, but we lost a real good D lineman there. Who else can we talk about here? That's it. Defense right there. I did line. I did linebackers. Did DBs. Punters, kickers. We can go right there. Another beautiful thing is that big bodybuilder soccer dude. Guess what he can do? He can kick. We're lucky. So he can kick the heck out of the football. He can punt also. But talking to coach, he said, we'll keep it easy, just let him focus on kicking, and we're going to let our big lineman, Jace Frick, big leg theory, Jace Frick is going to be our punter. He, you know, stand there, punts it a mile. Really good punter. So we're going to go that way. Our snappers are Beckett McFarland. He was our safety. And our holder is Landon Truby, that dude that moved from safety or from receiver to corner. He's going to be our holder. And then kick returners, we got that running back, Hayden Carlson, Jake Sadowska, and then Easton Ledden is another return man. And our punt returner, we're going to put back guys who can catch the football. So it's the Carlson and Jake Sadowska again. There's going to be our punt returners. All good hands people, and that's where we're going to hit it. That sounds like I got everybody mentioned except the coaching staff, which is phenomenal. And the one story, one of our safeties coach had got called to active duty in the National Guard, so he went overseas, and he's not going to be able to coach this year for us, but we brought in Brandon Rakes, an old name from 1997 state champ teams. So right now, on our staff, 1, 2, 3, 4, the whole defensive staff is all Marshfield alum football players. Every one of them except Len, state champion, which is really cool. And our whole offensive staff, 1, 2, 3, and three guys of us. And Coach Hartwig, Coach Brandt, and me are the only three non-Marshfield people on the whole staff. I'm really proud of that. Just because I've been here 30 years, so I'm a Marshfield guy too. I'm just going to call myself a Marshfield guy. I know I love Stanley Boyd, but I was only living there for 18 years, and then I left. So
They kicked me out.
I get it, you know. So I'm a Marshfield guy too. And Coach Hartwig's been here longer than me, so we're going to call him a Marshfield guy too.
Denny, thanks for joining us. Before we let you go, we're going to have Dale Yukaitis come in and give us some thoughts, his ideas about Marshfield football. Dale, any questions you have for Coach Cato?
Well, I know you run a, how do I say it, I'm going to say it, a flexible offense, let's put it that way, anywhere from the eye to there's even a little bit of a wing T twist in there at times.
You did.
There's a spread look, whatever that means these days.
Exactly.
With the quarterback back about 4 or 5 yards. And you've got some young guys that are going to play, and I know you've relied upon them a lot as the season went on, especially to change plays at the line of scrimmage, depending upon what they saw. So I'm kind of wondering where that's at right now. Probably a work in progress, huh?
No. It's ready to go. We don't do much without giving away all secrets.
Sure.
I know New Richmond's listening right now. So, right. Our offense is, I just call it a mutt offense because we do anything we want to. Mm-hmm. We're still a scheme team. We're still wing T, down, kick out. We're still all the philosophy of wing T. But you have to be a zone run team because of what New Richmond does. They play basketball on grass.
Yeah.
I mean, they play you man-to-man defense all over the field. And it's the, we haven't beaten them in 4 years, but the coach told me we scored the most points on them of any team. I didn't go look, but they're a good outfit, and they do things that are different. And in football, if you do things that are different, that is very, very tough to go against. We don't really do too many audibles at the line of scrimmage. How about if you say, I'm going up and I'm giving my quarterbacks the opportunity or the option to go to a quick check play that is already built in.
Okay.
And there's a language between the receivers and the quarterback, and it's a hand signal, whatever stuff. They make their own what they want to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I give them the routes. You guys do whatever the heck you want, mm-hmm. because whatever. You give them the ownership, yada, yada, yada. That's the big thing. Give them ownership, right? And they do it. We discuss things in meetings. We discuss things in team meetings. If we say, hey, this, I want you to look at this, and then they go back and say, okay, I'll make it work here. As far as changing out of plays, Coach Herring, God rest your soul, he said, Dennis, you don't have to get out of a good play to go to a better play.
Yeah.
And I think we're pretty good with letting them, hey, run our plays that we call.
Okay.
And if you see an opportunity, Coach Brandt always says, you don't go broke making a profit. So his thing is, if you see a chance where we can get 5-7 yards and it costs you very little, quick pass, we're going to do it, and we'll change that way. How's it make sense to you?
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
Some people call RPOs. We're a high school team. We're not good enough to do RPOs. Mm-hmm. I'm not good enough to coach it because I didn't do it. So you coach what you know and try to make it work with mm-hmm. how you know things.
Yep.
So, man, oh, man, I guess, Dale, we don't do too many audibling.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's built in where you can have a chance to.
There are some checks in there.
Yeah. Sure. You know, mm-hmm. so if, whatever you want to call that. How's
yep.
that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I got one other question. Well, I got a couple questions, actually. I know you've been on here for a while, and you want to get back to.
I don't want to ruin your crowd base, guys. Check the ratings.
Get back to.
Check the ratings.
Get back to that food. One of the questions is going to be, how's the pizza?
The one I had was phenomenal. That sausage and whatever it was. It was awesome.
Okay. I guess that's it for me. You spend an awful lot of time on your players. I was going to ask about special teams and stuff, but you've covered that as well. So, I guess the other question was, got to go to New Richmond. They're a very flexible team as well. Pretty fast, at least they have been. It's some pretty quick dudes out there.
Still fast.
On the field, okay. And
the quarterback's back. He's a 3-year starter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, he's a real good player.
Yeah. How do I want to say this? So, going to New Richmond, it's a nice town. The crowd is a little bit more like the crowd at Menominee. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, how about the, you know, if you win, I don't know, you gain some confidence as a crowd. I mean, how about you be nice and say you gain confidence as a crowd? But
they're pretty intense.
Yeah. We got to win, Dale. This isn't even funny. We got to win.
Okay.
7-6 and what was it? 30-20, something like that. I didn't even know the scores, but we were in that game up there. Fourth quarter, we're down by a touchdown. I don't know. We got to win. That's just the way it is.
Okay.
And we've been preparing again for a year, so got to win.
Let's turn to Larry Hazer. Larry, any questions or comments you have?
Well, I don't know. You guys have been covering everything here.
Well, I listened to your comment, and it'd be bad for the coaches to say they got to do better than next year in Neillsville. I love Neillsville. We got to get better and win football games. We will. They will.
Yeah, they will. Just a quick thing about the conference. You mentioned you're a small school in this conference. How do you see it shaping up this year? I know DC Everest has kind of gotten back out on top again.
You got to just I hate theory. I hate theory. Theory sucks, just like predicting things sucks. But I hate that word. It honks, okay? I'm sorry. You know Stevens Point is going to be good, and Everest lost a lot of guys also, you know, but they have – you hear rumors, and I'm the guy that doesn't read into things and go study their – who cares? You bring who you bring, but they said they got a good quarterback coming in. Old player's kid, something like that from way back when. I forget the name, but if it was Rhodey or something like that, they have a kid that can play. You know, Rapids might be a little bit down maybe. I don't know. They could be in West – you know, they always compete very well. That's just the way things are. But I know our first three are an onslaught. Man, we play three championship teams that were there and are making it round four, level four, level three. So, I don't know. I'm going to talk to my AD and see if we can figure out a different schedule next year. Maybe it could help us out. You know, so, but you got to beat them all if you're going to win, you know, if you want to make it to some playoff games. We've got to win some games that mean something. That's where we're at.
Going all the way back to Len Lutke's and then your career here as well. I don't know Marshfield has ever backed down from a challenge. It's just the kind of program, and the teams that play you know that.
Yeah.
They know when they play Marshfield, let's strap it on.
And that's the motif we try to bring. I mean, you can only do so much as a coach and fire up kids, but kids go the way the coaching staff goes. if you're fired up, they get fired up.
Sure.
You know, it's you can't go in there and, you know, woe is me and be Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh and expect to win football games.
Well, I think you see that with kids that you said are going to different positions so they can get on the field.
You want to be on the field, you got to want to be on the field.
Yeah.
You can't – too many kids – and I don't want to go in philosophy, you know, because there's too many people that, you know, they get frustrated by failing or they get frustrated by ridicule. It goes to the Twin Thieves book by Steve Jones, and I teach that every spring to my seniors. Kids are afraid to fail, and they're afraid to be ridiculed because if you don't do well, the next thing that's on the Snapdoodle or the Instacrap is somebody calling you, look at him, he fell over. Oh, he's a loser. He didn't make the team. Or he's not on offense. Or he's not. I mean, and they get frustrated by that.
Yeah.
And our job as coaches is to be psychiatrists and pick them up and lift up kids and lift up people instead of, again, too much in society is put people down, make myself look better, yada, yada, yada. We want to – you got to get on the field. And whatever you want to do, I'll help you get there. But you got to want to do what you got to do. So hoping for good things this year, guys. Hoping for good things.